John and little fella?
Polling station, yes.
Come on, man. This is Mr. Gelling. This is his father. Used to be the joiner, village joiner.
Pleased to meet you.
Good man,
brother.
Listen to him talk.
We're wondering what you can tell us about dry stone walling now.
Oh my, you've got
Diking.
Diking, that's different.
Diking.
Diking, Diking is not a stone wall. Short heads, you call them?
No.
No.
There are lots of old walls up on Carrimore, aren't there?
Oh, not the old type.
Up the Kabir, and all up there. All the mountain is dry dike. All around the mountain is dry dike. The toughest part this end is coming up from Slock.
Aye.
That's come right up from the shore, up the mountain.
It's difficult to do that, is it?
I know two men who worked at that. They're dead now, don't you?
How long did it take them?
Only years doing that.
Were they?
Yes. They had to slide the stones down to them. And they built up, like, stuck that way. Top of another. Up by a slack. Slack is a wonderful spot.
It is.
You ever down, Mr. Brown?
The slack? Oh, yes. Many a time.
And the crowd.
Yes.
The
sisters.
The five sisters.
Don't you start recording too soon, Harry.
They want to get into it.
Right. Now, what can you tell us about the Quines?
Well, I remember Quine when he came to Silverdale.
You tell Mr. Lee
Starr. Yes, I remember when he came here.
He came from the mill over Glen Allen Road.
Yes.
The Glenmore Mill. Malika Rains is in now, isn't he? I think they got a pump now. I pumped in now, I think. Malika Rains.
Yes.
He came from south, from the Cross of Kerry. Then Malika Rains, they're all from that side.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Dr. Quine lives in the old Tuck Mill now, doesn't he?
No, Tuck Mill. Aye. The Tuck Mill.
Was it Tuck Mill or Oak Mill, was it?
The Tuck Mill, we called it. It was the Umber Mill. The Umber Mill, yeah.
Telling me about that lumber mill the last time
we
were speaking to him.
Yeah. Was it a steward house?
That was the till. That was the place they were grinding the...
Oh, the stuff.
The stuff there.
Yes.
Yeah. They dug hundreds of tons of it in the quarry field opposite to where the pump is at Grassway.
And they were going up to the Clwyd and throwing it from there.
Up the slack, out that way too.
Out the round table.
And there was another place where they were getting the Yallaroka. That was out on the slack mountain way too.
Yes.
The Yallaroka. They had to give it up, you see, unto Germany sending it to England. Cheap as what they could, Torrance they had that, you know, that always.
Torrance and Douglas.
He had the four schooners in sailing to Castlelaunus carrying coal and umber away, you see. You know the big warehouses on the quay opposite the Brody?
Yeah.
Well, there used to be two there. I told Miss Quiddam yesterday. Well, there's only one there, the old quadrille. J.D.'s father bought that.
The old
umber house.
Yes.
That was Torrance's too, you see, the umber house down. And then they were putting that, the umber was stored in there, and the coal was getting stored there too in one of them,
mm-hmm.
before that, yes.
Were they taken away by ship from Castletown?
From Castletown. They had four schooners.
Do you know the names of them?
No, I don't
know. Do you remember them, Mr. Lees?
No.
Schooners? I didn't know. Torrance's
schooners? No.
A lot of schooners, yeah.
There was any amount of schooners in Castle, belonging to Castle in them days. There was one of Torrance's, and the owner of Castle was lost in the Bay Biscay.
Yeah.
That's a long time, so that's over 60 years ago.
Yeah.
And all hands, each of them was drowned. Yes, they were drowned all.
How many men?
Did the crews all come from Castletown?
All Castletown. Yeah, all sailors from Castletown. Yes, all sailors from Castletown.
How many men were working in the tuck mill?
Up there, I remember 60 in the winter time.
60?
Before Kingsale time, then they were going to Kingsale, you see, then.
And what were they doing with the Umba there in
Sobadiel? He was grinding it up there and then just getting shipped, you see, for making paint.
Oh, they were grinding it in
grinding
this
it,
place.
They were getting, digging it out here and there. Jack the man dug all the worst, took on the Ballon Quarry field there.
They were putting it in barrels, isn't it?
Aye, putting it in barrels, yeah. But I'll tell you another thing. Old Blind Willie from Foxville, the miner, was coming down and he stopped just at the pump before he come round to go round the corner, the big house was there then, and Jack the man was working up in the place digging. He said, "Hello, Blind Willie." He said, "Hello, is that the Jack the man?" He said. He said, "Yes." But he was a blind man about 200 yards away up in the field digging.
Yes.
And he knew Blind Willie's wife, and he knew Jack's wife.
Yes.
I see Jack the man.
Mm.
Is that the Jack the man? He said.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, did they get any of this armor from Langness?
No, none from Langness. No, nothing out there.
But there was this stuff in Langness.
Oh, I don't know.
I remember at least.
Copper.
Yes, but I remember Umba and stuff being dug at Langness.
Oh,
because it was sent away to be tested and put into tiles.
Right. Into tiles.
And the samples were sent back to Castletown and they were said to be good.
Good stuff.
Yes. Well, do you remember the old copper mines at Langness?
Right, too, too. I remember old Les down there. That's the last boss that was down. Mosey Les's brother.
Thomas
Les. Yes. Son of his, he's a retired postman at Foxton now. He got a blind one eye, he's got a patch on his eye. I see him on a motorbike often on the road here. Yes. Oh my. They're wonderful fellas, sister.
Well, I'm there about 25 years in Fenimore.
Where were you before then?
Before that. In Ballinrobin.
Oh, Ballinrobin, were you?
Yes.
Well, it was different in the old days, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
It was Kirkheel anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kirkheel over here.
Do you remember walking across the fields to the Grenaby schoolhouse?
Oh, yeah. When I was living in Ronig then when I was young, you know.
At Ronig, were you?
Yes. Walking across. From across the fields, and there's a track, the path coming from Ronig over to the Kirkfield.
Mm-hmm.
And
from the back of Kirkfield.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be seven or eight of us coming all in the bless, you know, coming across to get to school. And
how old were you when you left school then?
Well, about 12 years.
12 years were you?
Yeah.
Straight on to the farm working?
Yes, straight on to the farm work.
Who was the schoolmaster?
Kindred.
Tommy Kindred,
Kindred.
Was he crippled?
Yes.
Yes.
A lot
walking,
of the old
walking
school
to
teachers.
Walking with Christus.
Oh,
Christus.
Was he?
Yes.
Yes.
And his mother, they...
Yes.
Over there. And then the teacher that's there now was Tar. Then he was Tar.
No, he's not there now.
Oh, have you?
Mm. You were telling me you remembered the old Sumner coming round for the tires.
Yes, yes. With a spring guard and horse and spring guard. Gathering sheaves.
Yes.
And sometimes he would try and get more than what was his right.
How much was he getting?
Well, I'm not sure how many sheaves was he getting. It was so many for the quarter line, you see. Mother Robin was part of a quarter land.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a full. Well, I suppose he's got a stoop because it would have been 12 sheaves.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be in every farmhouse. He was quite a little load going home.
I don't suppose he was very popular, was he, coming round?
No, they didn't want to see him coming at all.
Did they ever try and hide any of the sheaves?
Well, no, because he was coming, you know, before they were stacked. Coming in the stoop in the field very often. He was very careful not to leave it too late. Yeah, they were coming when all the stoops were out in the field, and then he could pick his own whatever he liked, good or bad.
I suppose he took the best, did he?
Well, he took his yes, as far as he knew.
Did he ever come up in just in his own clothes, or did he dress up for the occasion when he came round with his cart?
Oh, well, he just came round like if he was going round about in his own neighbourhood.
Hmm.
Yes.
Did he have a conveyance of any kind?
Oh, aye, as a pony.
Pony spring cart.
Spring cart, I think it was, yes.
Hmm. What other duties did he have, Mr. Lees?
His pardon?
What other duties did he have, besides being sumner? Going round for the tithes.
Well, he was going to the church tour sometimes and putting lightings up there if there was anybody summons or anything of that sort,
mm-hmm.
you see, to appear to court
mm-hmm.
at a certain time, maybe next week or the week after or something.
Putting dogs out of the church?
Oh,
is that his
clean,
job?
Yes, and keeping the churchyard clear and
mm-hmm.
all that kind of thing. And he was a blacksmith by trade, you know.
Blacksmith, was he?
Yes.
Where was he, a smith?
Yeah, in the Ballabeg. Yes, he was the father of that John.
John and Charlie.
Yeah, well,
Charlie
he was a grandfather.
Grandfather
of Charlie's.
I suppose you remember the smithy going down there.
I remember two smithies in Ballabeg going.
Where were they?
Clear Cullen was, Frank Oates is in it now.
Yes.
Another one was down below, near the priory.
Oh,
on
yes.
On the opposite side of the road.
That was an older one though, wasn't it?
Well, I'm not sure.
That's where Ned the Lug was.
Ned the Lug, there was a man, blacksmith here, and they called him Ned the Lug.
Yes. Why did they call him that?
All his brothers had names of that. That's
Tommy the Plumber.
Tommy the Plumber and Puller and all that. Yeah.
They all the names.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
was
all
this sumner under the church or was he under
these? Oh, he is. Belonged to the church, you see.
Under the bishop.
Yeah, it is a part of the work.
He didn't
church,
get paid, did he? The tithes paid his.
There was tithe as well. I don't think it was tithe this was at all.
No,
just something else. Yes. There was tithe as well.
Did he have any of the fowls or the ducks?
Aye, John Callister Cinderella. And then he had the big cart made and all for the sake of the carrying the thing in. You see, like the Douglas Corporation used to have. Big cart like that he got made, and the paid fishermen had the ballion, you see the same, and he come over to there and they broke the cart and they broke all the windows up and dumped them all, you see, and then there was law, you see, over with the governor and all as they were, you see, for the sake of the cart getting broke up, because the government was paying for the making of the cart. Yes.
Whose cart was that?
The cart that Callister had, you see, a big cart like the commissioners in Douglas used to have the kind, the rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
Big high side cart. He was going around gathering the shaves the same as the other fellas was, you see, but he had a big cart, because Malou was a bigger parish than what Arbery is, you see. Malou was the biggest parish in the Isle of Man, for acreage.
What happened when he took it to the fair, though?
Well, the fair, the sailors that came from the fair, to there, he never had the cart to the fair at all. No, he never had the cart to the fair at all, only that he was taken, it was there, you see, for going out for to get the shaves, the tithe shaves. Yes, that's all he had.
How did it get broken up, though?
It broke up, with the sailors broke it up. The sailors, they had a rebellion, you see, about something they had in the quays, about the fishing and things like that, I think it was. Yes.
There was a tithe coming out of the fishing.
Tithe from the fishing
well.
In them days too, you see.
Yeah.
About what was the date of this, do you know?
The date?
Mm. About how long ago?
Oh, 60, 70 years or more ago. 80 years ago too, I think it would be. Yes. Yes, they were, and then they were all going there for the sake of Callister, because he had the big tithe, you see, the biggest parish in that man of acreage. You see, the Lazier is the biggest, but there's so many mountains in, there's not working land in. There's more roads in Malou than any other parish in Isle of Man, isn't there, overseer?
Yes.
Yes. I know, a lot of the roads that's in Malou, I travelled most of them all. Yes. Kelch from Bezier. Bezier, working in snipping mines.
Yes.
Yes.
Tell us about that now.
Well, he was hung, you see, because the cooper that I was working with was the man that they'd done the scaffolding on for there. And I could take you down to Castle Rushing tomorrow and show you some of the wood yet. It was up in the cell, up in the top floor. Yes.
Well, I knew an old Castle town resident, a Mrs. Cunha.
Cunha?
She remembers it.
Old Peggy?
When she was working in the fields up around the valley.
Yes.
And she saw the flag
going
up.
The flag going up.
That's right.
The flag was half mast. Was up first and then just put down to half mast. We can remember that was only yesterday. Out of the corner at the where the thing used to be for the getting the tickets for the bus and the market there.
Well, do you remember the military being at Castle Rushing?
Who?
The military, the soldiers.
Yeah, in Castle Rushing?
Yes. And you remember the barracks there?
The barracks, yes. There's only the commissioners only bought that lately, you see, a few years. Just a few years they bought it. I remember there was one company of soldiers in there, the second Manchester's. They were 5 years in Castle Rushing. And you know who was the man that shifted them? Shifted all these little batches of soldiers those here and there all over the world. Lord Worsley, when he got commander in chief of the British Army.
He removed them.
He removed them all.
Yes.
To make it cheaper, you see. And he was making a deal, he was making more money for himself.
They used to come up to Ballasalla, didn't they?
Up to Ballasalla,
they
were.
Did all you tell me they were in the orchards?
Well, they used to walk to Tinwell Fair. And back again, and that would be with the guard, you see, the soldiers in Castletown, them day. There's any amount of them in Castletown yet, of soldiers have been in Castletown, and their offsprings too.
Yes.
Yes, any amount. There'd be married women in Castletown. There's two brothers married to two sisters, Fennells, Dempless, and they got the ones in Castletown yet, and the Riley.
The Gargans.
The Gargans, and I. Oh, there's lots of them.
Well, you do remember.
What was it like inside, Mr.
Brown? It was a thatch house, it was.
Yeah.
Thatch house.
I
remember Kitty Bess Wool.
Yeah,
Bess Wool. Before that? Kitty's mother.
My mother. But she was, we were working and doing a cow house at Balabarkish. Old Tommy Kennick was in then,
yes.
And we had a wet day, you see, we was fit for working, but all shooting off for Kitty, and old Tom Ratliff was in,
James Ratliff, and old, I forget the other place, old name,
and they'd be throwing books of water up, there was a fella up in the Spurs, throwing books of water, he'd go, now she's taking the seas, you see.
Well, that is when Tom Brown, the board, spoke about that, didn't he? When they had the all the sailors used to go up into that bar.
Into the bar, aye.
And he
hit an awful spot, Kitty's leg.
He asking them for to get up and furl the cup house, wasn't it?
Shut that door. Cuban.
You remember it, Miss Felice, do you?
Yes,
you
yes.
You used to go up there a lot.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. I remember hotel there.
How much were they charging for ale then?
Penny a pint.
That's
what it is today too.
Yeah.
Penny a pint.
What
was the wages
that
time? What was the wages?
Yes.
A tenner a day. I worked many a day for threepence a day.
Long hours,
yes, all night sometimes in the harvest time, putting in corn in the loan.
Were you at the fishing?
No, I never went to fishing. No.
You were at the fishing.
He was at the fishing. Years and years at the fishing. Yes. Before you went to Africa too, weren't you?
Yes, before I went.
Yes. Yes.
Coming home and doing the farming then?
Yes.
Doing anything, working at the mines.
What ship were you in, Wesley?
Tartar, I suppose.
The Carter.
Tartar.
Right.
How much were you getting when you were on the Tartar?
I was only a passenger on the charter going out to Africa.
Oh, I thought I meant when you went fishing.
Oh,
fishing. When I went fishing.
Aye.
Well, it was all just according to
you took
as many fish as we caught, you see.
Aye.
We were all on the shear.
On the shears, yes.
Yeah, all on the shears.
And the cook was on the quarter shear.
Happy shear, the cook
was. Yes, quarter shear was a cook. Seven men and a boy, wasn't it?
Sometimes six men and two boys.
Aye.
How much was an average share?
Well,
if
you had 20 pounds, you might have you had a pound for yourself.
Aye.
You'd earn something like that, you know.
Yes, and if you hadn't
The net, every net that was aboard, there was a half a share to each net. And if you had 20 pounds, you see, your net was getting a half a share and you were getting a full share.
Aye, full share.
The net was a 10 shillings and you were a pound.
They were superstitious then too, weren't they?
Hey, you wouldn't hear a whistle?
No, damn person, I wouldn't say cat.
No
rabbit.
No rabbit, and they called them pommons, did they?
If you happened to say that, you would have to run and put your hand in cold steel
would you?
That was taken there. Not a murder, but
just dig out. Yeah, dig the thing out.
Did you know about the never putting to sea with a white stone in the ballast?
No, I never heard of that at all. But do you have in the Battle of Rum?
But anyway, there was never no white stone in any boat that I was in.
A jar of rum and every boat that went down to King Sale and 2 pounds of
brandy. Brandy very often.
Aye, well, the Ports of Mary fellas was a lot of rum they were using. Ports of Mary. Our John Gale Ballinaris, the great preacher, too, he was he had this gallon of rum too, but he got drunk one time in King Sale and he gave it up. Aye, he gave it up, he never drank no more.
Did they have a special time for opening the rum?
That was their provisions for the 3 months to be out fishing, you see. They always had rum or brandy or whatever they liked, the man, you see, and tobacco, yes. Cook and all would have, and every cook was land with the smoked tobacco, because the man would be on the watch, you see, would be up and he would tell the young to go on down and light my pipe, that's why. Then he'd be cooked.
Well, you had
what
one.
What
boat were you on,
Mr. Leach? Well, I was on different boats.
Different boats.
I was on the Fame of Peel and the Diadem of Peel, and I was on the Faith of Castletown.
Aye, the Faith.
And the Seal of Castletown, and the Hope, and the Zenith.
Aye.
See,
were you ever on the Satetic?
And the Topaz.
Aye, the Topaz.
Mm.
Topaz was made and built away. But
the
other
you
ones
knew the two ships that were built at Castletown, where Tom Moore's bakery is now, the Wesley and the Arbory.
Them were so before our day, they weren't.
I remember the Arbory.
I know them going to fishing. I remember them going to fishing.
The Arbory was built the year I was born, so I didn't know very much of a...
No.
In the young days.
But they built the... These other boats up on the upside of the Brodie there.
Yeah,
you know where that wall is going up from the yard there?
Yes.
Well, that's where Jim Cool and J.D.'s father's was first before they got the other place done, you see. They built any amount of Nicky's there. But the Progress...
Was built onto the castle?
No, the Progress was built in Hope Street. You know the Castle Arms? The hotel? Well, she was built there.
That's right.
And we were going to school. And we got a half a holiday at the Lancer, and the stone bridge was there that time, and the tide was too high, and she wouldn't go down. Under, you see, the tide was too high. She was a big boat. And then the next day, the tide lowered down, you see, and we took a day holly. And then the third day, we got a flogging. That's the time. Old Gilded. Gilded is the schoolmaster. But that's where she was built, and she's only broke up last year in Port St. Mary, and the timber that was in her was so good as ever was in any boat. There's two new boats built out of old stuff the man that bought her. Made two fishing boats.
How many houses in Castletown were there where the cows went through the front into the back?
Up Maloose Street that was, yes. My brother had one house, and there was old lad Kane had another, they're straightening the calves. And Jim Kermit, who was in Mullacrease in Dodge, and John Taggart, he had another, and then there was two down below. And Harry the Difties, Harry Kilburn, he was another, too, until he got the back lane up on the calves to get into the to the back for the cowhouse.
In through the lobby, but it got.
They had to go on in through. And Mick Dodds, to Mick Dodds too, headed down at the where the cinema is there now. Down at the cinema.
Mm.
Aye. He was there, there.
How many cat's houses were in Castledown at that time?
About four. Four there was in Maloosty then. Aye, there's no name now. They're all fair. The roof is off them. Aye. Yeah, the roof is off
there's
them.
There's one that's repaired and made into a... You know where Thomas Harper used to
yes,
be?
Yes, yes. Well, that's built up now.
Yes, yes,
that's... Aye, that's chase and try before you buy, he used to say, eh?
Aye.
Could you tell me about the times when you're working in the mines, Mr. Lees?
Well, I went to work in the mines the day before I got married. And I was traveling on the ladders, going down 100 fathoms. And it was my first ship, you know, on the evening. And I was telling my partner, the fellow I was working with, that I was going to get a wife the day after. And he said, I'd better go a couple of hours earlier then, because I'd have something to look after before I go to bed. And I didn't care for going because the road was wasn't new to me, you see. It was the first time I went down on the ladders. And, he made me go, though. And I went up, you see, there was a hard hat with a candle stuck on the front of it. And as I was going up, I didn't get very far. And there was all lanterns come down, 15 fathoms. There was a lantern at the end of 15 fathoms. So as I was going up, my cap struck the lantern, and out the candle went, and there I was in the dark. And I had to travel, I suppose, about, 80 fathoms or so, in the dark, in a road I didn't know nothing at all about. I thought I'd be knocked to the bottom before I would get to the top.
Could you tell me about how far you used to go to work, Mr. Lees, when you were working in the mines?
Well, about 5 miles. 5 miles to go and 5 miles to come back.
That was from the Cavaquil?
From the Cavaquil.
To East Foxton?
To East Foxton.
And could you tell me again about how they used to move the lead that they got out of the mine?
How they brought it to the top?
How they brought it to the top and then how they took it away?
Well, they took it to the top in things they called kibbles to. They were lowered down by an engine and brought up the same way, you see. And it was putting into wagons when it was getting up to the top, and then it was emptied into places they call kills, something like the kills that are over at the lime place there. And then there was water putting on it when they were cleaning it, and hauling it out through the bottom and separating the stones from the pieces of lead, and then they were crushing the lead afterwards and washing it up and putting it into bags and sending it into Douglas.
Yes. That would be by the train?
Well, cars chiefly goes putting it in from there.
I see. Which way would they go?
Up the Braidway.
I see.
Yes.
Which route did you used to take when you went from the Cavaquil to East Foxtel?
Well, in the summertime, I went out up to the top to the crossroad from Solomon's, went out to Solomon's, and crossing the mountain, the Stony Mountain, and coming out the other side at I forget the name of the farm, which come down to there that way. But in the winter time, I wasn't crossing the mountain over the tops, but going down past the water trough there, and there was a road then going in and over by the Quay Spa and into the area that way. Going the same way.
Were they working the spa quarries at Foxdale then?
Yes. Yes, they worked them.
What did they use the spar for?
Well, different things for ornamenting the hedges, and then they were crushing it and making it fine for putting on garden walks and any other thing that was required.
Did they use the spar on gravestones?
No, I didn't know.
You didn't hear of that? No.
They might have been using some of the small stuff on the walks in the churchyard.
Yeah.
They might have been doing that.
Were you farming as well at the same time?
Well, I was farming when I was at the working at the mines, farming with my father chiefly. But, it's in a place about half a mile south side of Solomon.